Now, you may have heard about us talking about the street protests in Malaysia calling for the Prime Minister to resign over allegations of corruption. Najib Razak has been accused of siphoning millions of dollars of public money. Let's speak now with Dr. Jason Abbott, who's an expert in Malaysia and director of the Center for Asian Democracy at the University of Louisville. First of all, I mean, Malaysia is not exactly new to corruption. I mean, Mr. Najib's alleged misbehavior must be way over the top to make people come out in the streets in such numbers, Dr. Abbott.
Yes, that's right. I mean, first of all, the protests today were not just about the corruption. The protests are part of an ongoing movement for clean elections. This is the fourth time there's been a protest calling for that. But the scale of the alleged corruption that Najib is facing is enormous. It's alleged that some $700 million was channeled from a development fund to his personal accounts. And in addition, that fund is $10 billion in debt. So it really is on a scale that's unprecedented in Malaysia's history.
But the Prime Minister, Najib Razak, has basically said that, you know, they're talking nonsense. He's been cleared. And he said the protests are not sort of the way to voice their opinions in a democratic country.
Well, the allegations against him remain quite forceful. He has dismissed in recent weeks the attorney general that was investigating the alleged corruption. He sacked his deputy prime minister, who began to criticize the way that the prime minister was handling this whole case. And obviously, he's come under enormous criticism from Malaysia's former prime minister, Dr. Mahathir, over this. So if he thinks that the corruption allegations have gone away, I think he is deluding himself somewhat.
I mean, Dr. Mahathir was at the protests briefly with his family. So it's difficult for to see this as anything other than political, as far as Mr. Najib is concerned.
Relations between Dr. Mahathir and Najib have gone sour over the last couple of years. And clearly, there is an enormous number of people in Malaysia that would like to see the end of Najib's premiership. So, of course, it does have a political dimension. But there do remain some very important questions about the trail of money that have not been addressed. For example, the Sarawak report that is headed by the sister-in-law of the former British Prime Minister Gordon Brown was issued with an arrest warrant for asking some basic questions about the allegations about where this money has come from and what's been done with it.
Tell us a bit about these protesters. They call themselves the Bersih Movement, which is a coalition for clean and fair elections. Are they strong enough to really move this agenda forward against Mr. Najib?
It's very hard to say. This is the fourth time that Bersih has organized protests for clean elections. First time was in 2007, again in 2011, and then 2012. I think what's different this time, we can have a debate about how many turned out. The government says it's 25,000. The protesters say it's 200,000. But I think one of the noticeable things that's different this time than in previous protests is that one of the opposition parties has largely boycotted these protests. The Islamic Party, PAS, which was a part of a coalition of opposition parties, has moved away from the other parties recently. That does allow the government to say that this is primarily a protest of Chinese, Indians, and urban Malays, and not representative of the country as a whole.
Okay, thank you very much for that. That's Dr. Jason Abbott, who's an expert in Malaysia and director of the Center for Asian Democracy at the University of Louisville in the United States.